think I do. I've seen my mother cook them. I just find the odor distasteful. In fact, when I was a kid, my mother would cook chitlins. I just had to leave out. The odor was distasteful. And to see them raw, it was just terrible to me. After they were cooked, then they looked a little bit more palatable. But I prejudged them basically on how they look and how they smell, and I've never tasted it.
Were they fried or what?
I don't know. It seems to me that they are boiled. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are boiled. His mother used to clean them. She'd take, separate, I guess, some kind of fat from them and clean them and then put them in a big pot and boil them. Okay? Then put hot salt over them after they were cooked.
If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you would say it was
time to perform your work tasks. I wouldn't say chores. My kids have certain work tasks that they're supposed to perform. I ask them to do their jobs.
Do you know how to call a cow?
No.
Do you know how to call a pig?
No.
Do you know what to say to a mule or a horse to make it turn right or left?
No.
Have you ever heard G and Haw?
No.
If you wanted to urge your horses to get along, you might say, shake the reins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How would you stop a horse?
By pulling the reins.
And
tight.
You'd say, do you know how to call a sheep?
No.
Do you know how to call chickens to feed them?
I think I do. I've seen people do that as a kid. They make a sound, emulate the sound of a chicken. When a chicken is clucking, then a chicken will come. Yeah.
Can you kind of try that?
Come on. I don't know. No, I haven't supposed to.
If you want to get horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to wet the horses.
I don't know.
Reserve unit is just from here.
Yeah, just